Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, Dina. This is Joanne.
Hi, you were just transferred from Jasmine, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm an intake coordinator, which means I'll be assisting you throughout the process of onboarding. Now, am I speaking with the patient or the caregiver right now?
Caregiver.
Caregiver. Okay, great. So basically, in order to start, just two things need to take place. We need your hiring links and documents sent over, and the insurance needs to send us an authorization. So I'm going to text you right now all the requirements that you need to fill out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll come from Monica's line. Monica is with HR, and she'll be the one assisting you if you need any assistance, specifically with the documents. I'll be doing everything else, okay? Now, okay. Do you have a specific date that you're looking to start?
No, whenever
okay.
You can get it all set up.
Great. So with Keystone, generally, they take 4 to 5 days to send everything, to send the authorization over to us. So between those days, you can fill out your documents.
Okay.
So let's aim for, let's exclude the weekend, so we'll just do business days. Let's aim for Wednesday next week, the 25th.
Okay.
Does that work for you? Okay. So that means that we'll be requesting the authorization for the 25th, and they're going to need to speak with your patient to confirm before sending anything.
Okay. Well, like I said, she has dementia. We're not sure how much she'll understand, but she does have a POA.
Okay. So the POA, they can speak with the POA. Do you have their number?
She got to look. I don't know her. No, you know what? These cell phones mess you up. You don't remember numbers anymore.
It's true.
Her name is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A,
mm-hmm.
Beidler, B-E-I-D-L-E-R, and her number is 484-426-1599.
Okay, thank you. And is she around now? Do you want to request the authorization now, or do you want to call the service coordinator in your own time?
Haley's calling her now. She,
okay.
I talked to her a little bit ago. She was in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
She's not here right at this minute. But
okay, no problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call into the insurance and give them our information, and then as soon as they confirm with the POA or the patient, they'll be able to send everything over for the 25th. Okay.
And what number could Deborah be expecting to call from? The 267-551-74?
I'm going to send you a text message. I'm going to send you and Deborah both a text message with my name and contact information so you guys know who to reach out to from our agency. And then from the insurance, it'll be your service coordinator's number.
Okay.
So let me pull that up. Do you have that?
Let me
see if we have that. Hold on a moment. The patient's name is Linda?
The patient's name is Linda, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let me pull it up now. Give me one moment. Okay, there we go. So the service coordinator for Linda is Stephanie Burke.
Yes, I believe. We never met her yet, so I don't know.
Oh, okay, so she might want to do an assessment. Let me see if I have a number for her. Okay,
well,
I do have a number.
Nicole. Yeah, it was Nicole. Nicole was here for her meetings twice, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. Nicole moved on to another job or another position.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Then I was told we were getting Stephanie back in early January,
mm-hmm.
and Stephanie was supposed to call at the end of January to set up her six-month review in February, which we never heard from her. And I reached out twice to contact her about the meeting, and now she's telling me it won't be till June. So
June.
I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I hope that that shouldn't affect your services. That's more an assessment that she needs to have done once a year just to approve the continuation of the services. But she should be able to do the transfer right away because they're two separate things, really. So do you want me to send you Stephanie's number? I have her number and email right here.
Oh, I have her number in my phone.
Okay, good. All right. So we can try calling her now if you're interested, or you can call her in your own time. It's up to you. Either way, I'll be sending her all of the agency's information, so she'll have that, and she'll be able to send over the authorization.
Okay, well, must I call her, or can you? Because, like I said, I have a hard time getting through to her. It took me two times before she even responded back to me.
Okay. All right. I'll try to get a hold of her. How about this? When I get a hold of her, I'll add you into the line, or I'll add your POA into the line. Linda's
well, the POA is not here. She'll be here in about 15 minutes. She just talked. Her daughter just talked to her.
Okay, no problem. So I'll call the POA, Deborah. No, I'm sorry. I'll call Stephanie. Once I get through to Stephanie, I'll call Deborah, and we'll do a three-way call, and we'll get this done. All right?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
Now, you said you were going to send a higher work and all that stuff through text messaging to us, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yes. I'm going to send that to all three of the caregivers. I have Joanne, Haley, and Jolene.
Right. It's Jolene, but yeah. But anyhow, sometimes the text messages, and I don't know why, does not go through on my phone. They have to email me. But you can try the text message. If I don't get it, I will call back, and I will let you know I didn't get it. But usually they get it through their text message. I don't know why I can't, but...
All right. If you want,
I mean, my email company.
All right.
Well, you can try the text. It's easier probably. But, I mean, if I don't get it, I will let you know. And that way, because if they get theirs and I don't get mine, I know you're going to have to email me.
Okay. All right. So if you want, I can text it to you right now over the phone. Which caregiver are you?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Which caregiver are you?
Joanne.
Okay, all right. I just sent them over. Let me know if you got them.
Okay. Monica with Family First Care?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then there is test, onboarding requirements. Yep, I got it.
Okay, great. All right, so just to summarize, there's an application form. There's a competency test. It's instead of the training, it's just a couple questions on caregiving. And then there's the direct deposit form, an I-9W-4 form for your taxes, and that's all the forms. Everything can be done online. And then regarding the documentation, we would need two form of IDs, so a license, a passport, a birth certificate, a social, anything like that. And then
I don't have a passport, and I don't know where my birth certificate is at this moment. I do have a driver's license and a Social Security card.
So those two are fine. That's all you need.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then do you have a TB test that was done within the year?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'll have Monica reach out to you on that. And then the last requirement is a two-year proof of residency. So that can be any old ID, any pay stub that includes your name and your address, and it's from 2 years or prior, just to prove you've been in Pennsylvania for 2 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Monica will go through them with you in more detail if you have any questions while filling anything out. And just make sure to have everything done before Wednesday next week so we can start right away.
Okay, now Monica is going to be what, the care coordinator?
So she's in charge of all the documentation. She's from HR.
Oh, okay.
So all HR. She does is, yeah, all she does is make sure that you have your documents in. Once you have everything in, you won't be in contact with her anymore.
Okay.
Mhm. And I'll be assisting with the rest, so I'll be in contact with a service coordinator to make sure that everything can start on time and smoothly.
Okay.
All right. Okay, great. So you can reach out to me with any questions. I'll text you my number, and I'll begin the text message with my name so you can save me in your contacts.
Okay, great.
All
okay.
Right.
And you're going to be the coordinator, correct?
I'm an intake coordinator, so I'll be assisting you throughout the whole intake process, and then Linda will be assigned a permanent coordinator once you officially start the services.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're getting this.
Okay. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, you sent this to Jolynn, Haley, and myself.
Yes, I just sent it to everybody, so they all should have received it.
Well, Haley went to pick up Debbie right now, so she ain't here to see if she received it, but we will work on this, hopefully get it done all today.
Great,
Okay, and then you'll be back in contact with us, correct?
Correct. I'll be back in contact with you throughout the week, and you can call me also at any time, 9 to 5.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you very much, Monica.
No problem. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.